On this episode of Building Men, Finding Your Strength, The 5 Pillars of Fitness. Welcome to the Building Men Podcast. I'm your host, Dennis Miralda. Building Men is geared toward helping you become the most extraordinary version of yourself, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. On today's episode of Building Men, I have a guest. He is a certified strength and conditioning specialist. He has trained and coached middle and high school athletes, collegiate athletes, powerlifters, individuals rehabbing, and everyday working people who are just looking to change their body composition. He is currently working as a strength and conditioning coach at an elite fitness academy. He has been my personal trainer for the past decade. He is my younger brother and my best friend. Welcome, Anthony Miralda.
Good to be here, brother.
Anthony also brought me a big cup of coffee today, which I really appreciate before this episode.
I'm expecting you to pay me back. I'm just letting you know.
So, Anthony will be sharing his 5 pillars of fitness with us today. The first pillar focuses on motivation. It is know your why. Talk to us a little bit about that, Anthony.
What I've noticed is that people constantly question the how before they know their why. So they want to know how to get strong. They want to know how to get toned. They want to know how to put on muscle. But they don't have a strong why, so it's really difficult for them to get their how. The truth is that you can't really tackle this how until you know your why. So the more personalized this why is, the more inclined you will be to prioritize it in your life. Otherwise, I'm sure as you've encountered yourself or you've seen other people, you tend to put it on the back burner, right? It happens all the time. Yep. If you don't have a concrete plan or a concrete reason for doing what you're doing, then other things tend to take over at that.
So give me an example. Talk to me a little bit about an example that you might use with a client or that you have seen with a client before.
What I hear a lot is people come to me and they say they want to lose weight, which is a common one. What I'll ask them is, why do you want to lose weight? And they'll say, to be fit. Okay, why do you want to be fit? Because I want to be able to play with my kids without pain. Okay, let's dive in even deeper. Heart disease runs in my family, and I want to be around for my kids when they get older.
So in essence, it's not just a lot of what you do is therapy. You're working almost as a psychologist, helping people kind of unwrap their problems and kind of deal with things that are going on below the surface.
The more emotionally attached someone can get to their why, the more it's appropriate just for them, the more likely they are to do it and to continue doing it over and over again.
When you talk to people about this, do you suggest that they write this down? Is there an app that they might use? Give us an example about how you would recommend people hold themselves accountable.
The first thing I would do is, once you feel like you've come up with something that's for you and you've thought about it and it makes sense in your life, write it down. Write it down anywhere and have it with you at all times. I don't care if you keep it in your pocket or write it in the notes on your iPhone. And then tell a buddy, right? We've went back and forth with each other about why we're doing what we're doing so that we can get a kick in the ass when it gets hard. From there, too, is what I'll do is I'll have you look at a 3 to 6 month goal that you want. I don't want you to even look at that until you tell me your why. So once someone tells me their why, you know, your why is to be around for your kids. Now let's come up with a more short-term goal. Usually I like this to be performance-based.
So give me an example of performance-based.
1 mile run without stopping. 5 pull-ups. 10 push-ups. You want to consistently walk every other day. Anything. Something small, but I want it to be based on fitness and not on that emotional attachment that we were talking about before. So this one's going to be based off of a thing that's going to keep you going, that you can kind of check off your list as you go through it.
And in your gym, I noticed that you have people kind of write down what their goal is, and there's a big board, people write down what their goal is, and then when they achieve their goal, it's a celebration, it's a big deal when they get to that performance-based goal.
The people who come in my gym, they won't start working out until they come up with their why, until they tell me what the reason is for them being in the gym.
Again, it goes back to that therapy idea. So your second pillar that you have here is start small. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So many times I see people coming into the gym and they want it all. They want to get big, they want to get fast, they want to do all these different things, and they want to have the most intense program that they found on bodybuilding.com. 5 days a week, you know, hitting push-pull, legs, all these different exercises. You're going to be in the gym for an hour a time. They end up, number one, either not wanting to do it because it's a lot when they haven't worked out in a while, or they're super sore and they can't walk after the first week of doing this intense program, that they end up stopping anyway. So the consistency is not there. Consistency is the biggest thing. So what I tell people to do is I say, look at your busiest schedule. Figure out the week that you had the most amount of homework, the most amount of work, when you worked the latest, when you had no time pretty much to do anything, and tell me how many days and how much time you could spend working out. And that's your starting point. And then build off of that. Because it's a lot easier to add than it is to take away.
And I think when people do it that way, when you really take a look at your waking hours during the day, if you plan it out, you see there's a lot of time in there that you could be doing something fitness-wise. Without it, that's something that I did. Like, I looked at my downtime during the day and the way that I was spending time, and I realized that I could be spending an hour and a half a day doing something positive for my body. One thing that I've done over the last couple months is a program where no matter what, every day I was doing a certain number of push-ups and a certain number of squats. Every day I had to get at least, say, 150 push-ups in and, say, 250 squats in. No matter what, that was my baseline every day. And then any workout that I did on top of that was kind of icing on the cake. I knew that I would at least get that done every single day.
I like that. And that's how you start your day. So you know that even if you aren't able to lift that day, you still were able to get in your push-ups and your squats that day. Look at how much time you're spending on social media. Look at how much time you're spending watching TV. Add that up throughout the week and figure out, maybe you could cut down a little bit on that. And those are the times you could add in a 10-minute workout. And it doesn't have to be big. It could be as small as you're walking twice a week for 10 minutes. And that's all you can manage in the beginning. That's awesome, because now that's really easy to build off from there.
The more you do it, you're building capacity. And then, you know, your baseline becomes whatever that new challenge you just met. That's your baseline, and you can move on from there. I just talked the other day on the podcast about reframing your day to where don't let social media control the start of your day, especially. Don't let email control the start of your day. You start your day, and if you're starting it in doing something positive physically, that's a great way to start it. Your third pillar that you speak to us about is keep it simple.
This kind of piggybacks off what I was just saying before. Don't get too attracted to the bells and whistles. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of programs. You could go online and find 100 different ways to put on muscle or to lose weight. The most important thing out of this is to find something that you enjoy. So with my clients, I ask them what they like to do. Do you like to run? Do you like to lift? Do you like to do high intensity interval workouts? I ask you that because I'm not going to have someone who loves to run start training for a powerlifting meet. And it just doesn't make sense, because they're not going to enjoy it as much, and therefore they're not going to put in as much effort. They're not going to get the same output that they would if they were running. When you enjoy something, you're going to do it a lot more frequently. You're going to be more inclined to put in more effort than if you didn't enjoy something. This is why I have people tell me exactly what they like doing, and then we build off of that. Again, if a runner comes to me and they want to put on muscle or they want to get really strong, that's going to change some things. But the most important thing out of all this right now is you want to start. And how do you start? Figure out what you like doing and go off of that.
I mentioned the idea of planning your tomorrow today in the Seize the Day podcast. Holding yourself accountable with a plan, writing it down, knowing this is tomorrow. This is what I'm going to be doing tomorrow with my fitness plan. So that goes into the next pillar that you have for us, and that's plan ahead.
So this is important because when it's written, it's as good as done, in my opinion. So when I write something down, I know that I'm going to do it because I sat there and I thought about what I could do the next day, what I have time for, and I put it on paper. And once I do that, then I need to get that done. you want to be as specific as possible. You're less likely to steer away when you write down every set, every rep, exactly what you're going to do. If you're walking, how long do you want it to take? If you're running, where do you want to go to? This will allow you to kind of figure out what your week will look like. Then when other things come up, you can look at your schedule and you could say, I can't do it that day because I'm working out. I'm busy at this time to this time because I already set my schedule for that week.
And also it helps because you can track your progress. Over the last month and a half, this is what I was able to do physically. I know you're working with my son, and he's gotten to the habit now of writing everything down. So when he lifts, he has a journal with him, and he knows, okay, this is what I did last time, this is what I'm going to do this time. So writing it down and planning ahead, I think, has been huge for me, I know, and it has for him too.
Yeah, I think that's important because now you can add a little bit more than what you did the last time. Or now you can look back and just figure out where you came from. And it's easier to, when it gets really difficult to keep going forward, you can go, look at what I was doing compared to what I'm doing right now. It's really easy to keep looking ahead and looking how far you are from your goals. This is when you want to look back and say, well, I started with 5 push-ups and now I'm at 20. Which doesn't seem like a lot to some people, but to you a month ago, it's a lot.
Right. The final pillar that you have for us is to stop comparing. Talk to us a little bit about that.
There are so many factors that play a role in your progress. Your sleep, what you do on a day-to-day basis, your stress levels. So with everything that's out on social media right now, it's really easy to start comparing to everyone else out there, to these fitness models, to these people all over the media. It's easy to look at them and say, I'm not that. And it gets very frustrating when you're looking at that. The main thing is you have to stop comparing to all these other people because no one is you. No one has your same body type. You want to compare you now to you a week before this. So look at what you did on Monday of last week and compare it to this Monday of this week. Did you get a little bit more? Then you're doing better today. Then you're better than you were before. Several factors play a role into this. So even if you get a little hiccup in your program, maybe you didn't sleep the night before, maybe your stress levels are a little higher, all this plays a role into it. So you have to realize that it's not going to be a smooth linear progression every time. It's going to be like a wave, right? You're going to have some really awesome days and you're going to have some really crappy days where you're going to forget, why am I doing this? But again, it all loops around. You versus you. That's all it is. No one else. Just keep comparing yourself to you and make sure you get a little better every time. Even if that's a shorter break that you take, it doesn't even have to be reps. It could be anything. This is, again, it all links up together, tracking your progress.
I think you make a really good point about not comparing to what you see in social media and even just people that are in your life. Compare yourself to yourself. And you mentioned no one has the same body type as you, but also no one is going through the same experiences as you. And you mentioned in the beginning your whole modality as a almost a therapist. I'm sure the way that people are approaching their workouts, it's crazy different because it could be, you know, they're having stresses in school, they're having stresses in their work, in their marriage, things like that, and that will ultimately impact what they can do in the gym. So the fact that it's not the nobody's the same body type, nobody's experiencing what you're experiencing in your life either.
When I'm working with these people, I need to take that into account. First thing I ask them is, how you feeling? How'd your day go? How'd you sleep? All this stuff is going to play a role into what we're going to do that day. It's not like I have this cookie cutter program for everyone. It's different for every single person depending on all these other factors that are out there. What you need to realize is that for a lot of people, the gym is one of the most vulnerable spaces out there. Know that you're going to feel uncomfortable as you do this. Be okay with that. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really difficult to do this stuff, but don't beat yourself up. It starts with starting.
To recap, Anthony's 5 pillars of fitness were: know your why, start small, keep it simple, plan ahead, and stop comparing. I will put in the show notes ways to learn more about the 5 pillars of fitness and how you can get in touch with Anthony. Please follow Building Men on Instagram at building.men. And reach out to me with any questions or comments, buildingmencoach@gmail.com. I want to thank my brother Anthony for joining us today, and I will see you next time on Building Men.